Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Bart Winkler. Nick Kostos joining us. You Better You Bet, which is on the Odyssey app. Nick, good morning. How are you?
What's going on, Bart? How we doing?
Pretty bad.
Pretty bad. I understand. I feel you.
Yeah. And then my quarterback, they lose a game, and I'm like, oh, I want to hear him talk about, like, how they could have won. And instead, he cares more about, like, the people that were rooting against him and instead of the Packer fans that were rooting for him. So that's cool. He's cool.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. But, like, you know, I bet on the 49ers. I think I came on your show last week, and I talked about that I like San Francisco a little bit. Not that I thought San Francisco was going to win. I actually wanted Green Bay to win a close game just because I think it's more entertaining with the Packers in, obviously, like with Rodgers in. It's more interesting. That, and look, I'm not telling you anything you don't know or that the fans don't know or that you haven't, I'm sure, talked about over the last 48 hours on the show. But, I mean, that is really, really bad. Like, that's just, like, inexcusable to the nth degree. And, again, like, I know it's Wednesday, and, like, I'm sure you've said this already, but, dude, just, like, brutal. Like, how do you lose that game? And Rodgers was terrible in the game. Like,
terrible.
That needs to be said, right? Like, he was awful, and he's great. Like, it doesn't mean he's bad, but, I mean, he was terrible.
I'm ready to be done with Rodgers.
I don't know if I necessarily blame. So, like, if he comes back, and he's, like, back next year, so you're, like, out on him, like, you won't root for the Packers?
I'll obviously not only root for the Packers, but I'll use some sort of wizard logic to make it seem like I was happy that he came back, right? I like retcon history, but I
everybody else does. So why not you? Yeah.
It's just so fascinating. And here's what we were talking about this morning, because Rodgers, it doesn't work. Whatever reason, something's going to happen. He can't come up big. There's three and outs. He's focusing on Devontae last 2 years. Doesn't work. Running it back with Rodgers is like, run it back for what? For more heartbreak? It just doesn't seem to work. And I know that if they moved on from Rodgers, next year would probably be bleak. But then who says that the next year after that has to be bleak or the next year after that? So I just look at something that's not working consistently and saying, well, then let's not do it anymore. It's not working.
Well,
why would we keep doing it?
I'd say this. And obviously, like, you're right to feel the way you feel, and Packers fans that feel that way are certainly right to feel that way. Like, a couple things to consider. Like, number one, like, he has won a Super Bowl, so it hasn't been, like, all heartbreak. I understand it was, like, over a decade ago, but, like, he did win a championship, so, like, it could happen again. Like, it has happened in the past. And the other thing is, like, and I'll just give you, like, my perspective as a Giants fan, and I think older Packer fans will realize this, like, those terrible Packer teams in the 70s and 80s will know, right? Like, imagine being, and look, my team's got a couple chips, right, recently, and, like, beat the Packers on the way both times, but, I mean, like, imagine being a Giants fan the last, like, 5 years, or, like, a fan of a team that never wins or never goes to the championship game. I mean, they're in the playoffs every year. They win the division every year. You own all your rivals. Like, you're there in January every year. Now, look, it hasn't like gone your way, and like we can like play the blame game, right? I thought LaFleur was brutal in the Tampa loss. You know, they got run all over in the Niner loss a couple years ago in the championship game. Like, that kind of was what it was. Like, that team was really flawed. I mean, this is a really bad one, but. I mean, if they, like, run it back next year and Bakhtiari's healthier and, like, they can get him another weapon, like, I don't know why they can't, like, win the championship next year. Now, maybe we want to say, like, you know, this kind of, like, nebulous idea that, like, quote-unquote, like, Rodgers can't get it done in the clutch. And I understand that because, like, he's been bad recently in these moments. But, like, he also authored, like, one of the great, like, postseason runs we've ever seen for, like, a 6 seed and a team that had lost more players to injury than, like, any team in the history of the National Football League and, like, killed everyone in the postseason and won the Super Bowl, including the greatest performance ever, which is that divisional round win in Atlanta. So, So I don't know. Like, I'm kind of like halfway in between here where I acknowledge all of this, but also like, man, like it could be a lot worse. Could be a lot worse.
But you still, the Giants have, I mean, is it because the Giants have, like the Giants have the two Super Bowls in the same amount of time that the Packers do?
Well, I mean, this is an easy one to answer. Like, okay, so let's say from like, what the Packers won in 96, right? The Super Bowl part. 96 to now, you could be a Giants fan or a Packers fan. Giants have two rings. They beat the Packers on the way to get there. They beat the Patriots both times. Or you could be the Packers. You beat the Bledsoe Parcells Patriots in 96 and then the Tomlin Steelers in Super Bowl 45. But, like, you have all these heartbreaks along the way that the Giants don't have because they're not in the playoffs. Like, who would you rather be? The team with the two rings that goes to the playoffs every single year, or the team with the two rings that makes the playoffs, wins the Super Bowl, and then never makes it again?
Yeah, no, I might rather be the Giants.
No, you wouldn't. Like,
the draft's more exciting.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't want that.
The draft's more exciting. The regular season's more exciting.
No, like, stop. No, I mean, come on. I mean, look, you're welcome to your opinion. I don't think you believe that, though. I mean, like,
I don't think that.
I love my team. You'd rather be a Giants fan than a Packers fan?
No, I'm saying, like, if I'm gonna, like, there's too much heartbreak. There's too much heartbreak to go with the joy. There's too much. All these other teams,
but
you know.
I'd rather. Wouldn't you rather be in the position to have your heart broken than not be in that position?
No, no. I hate that. I hate that. I hate the. We want, like, David Stearns always says this with the Brewers.
Championship, man.
He always says we want as many cracks at it as we can, but you never get there.
But what about the Bucks? The Bucks just won a championship. Like, that just happened.
Yeah, thank God it did, or I would not, I don't know.
Like, they were down 2-0. Like, would you rather them have not, like, if I had told you.
No, I always believed.
Down 2-0 to the Suns. Okay, but why would you believe in the Bucks? Like, they had gotten choked and been horrendous in the playoffs the years before. Was I, like, embarrassed by the Heat a couple times? Like, why, I don't get that. I don't understand.
Because I am at one with the aura of Wisconsin sports.
Okay.
And I know how we are and what we do. And I did think that this Packers team would actually get it done, which is, it makes me feel really bad. I said we were doing a pregame show before. We were doing a pregame show, obviously, before the game. That's when pregame shows are. And we left it, and I said, you know, if they do lose tonight, think of how many things will have to go wrong. This could be one of the worst nights of our life. And then it happened. But then we were talking about this morning.
It's not as bad as the Bostic game, right?
No,
like that team was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Worse.
That team was the best team.
Yeah.
You think, wait, which was worse?
Oh, Seattle. Way worse.
The Seattle one was worse, too. Also, I bet that I had a huge bet on the Packers to win that game.
Yeah.
The Packers were also, like, by far the best team that season. Whereas, like, I don't think the Packers were the, like, if, let's say the Packers had beaten the Niners. I don't think the Packers were winning the Super Bowl this year, like, either way. And
probably not. You're probably
right. I didn't think this team was, like, the best team. That team was the best team, not to reopen old wounds, but just, like, comparing some of the losses.
Well, I don't think anything can ever go.
That team won the Super Bowl.
I don't think anything can ever come back to 2014 because that Seattle-Bostic game, because part of us died that day. And so no pain for that.
I hate calling that the Bostic game. I hate calling that, because that's the McCarthy game, actually.
No, that's not the Bostic game. Morgan Burnett had an interception, and Julius Peppers' dumbass told him to go down instead of run for more yards to get in field goal.
Yeah, that was bad. But no, the Packers lost that game in the first quarter. Two goal situations inside the two and kicking two field goals instead of trying to go up 14-0 early in the game. You're up 6-0. I thought McCarthy lost that game in the first quarter. Anyway, not to reopen old wounds, but, like, to me, like, that's, like, the benchmark, like, Packers loss in the Rodgers era is that one. Like, this one's bad, but, like, I'm not convinced that they would have even won this week against the Rams.
Well, here's why, like, I could convince myself, and this is probably what I'll end up saying when Rodgers comes back and I have to be, like, using verbal gymnastics to justify why I'm okay with it, is I'll say, well, look at the NFC. The East isn't going to do anything. The West, okay. I mean, I don't think the Rams are going back there. Kyler Murray sucks. The North.
Well, he doesn't suck.
Yeah, he's not good. I think Brady and Rodgers right now are in, like, a, I'm not going to retire unless you, like, but if you retire, then I'm not retiring. Like, if Rodgers retires, Brady's like, yeah, if Rodgers retires, Brady's like, I got to come back. I mean, the path is there. And if Brady retires,
the best team.
Yeah, if Brady retires, then Rodgers is like, well, gee, we're the best team. So it's kind of,
like, if Rodgers comes back, right, like, play it out a little bit. Like, obviously, like, the number one objective for the Packers this offseason is, like, fixing the special teams, right? I personally think, like, Mason Crosby, great career, like, give him his Rolex and send him off, like, time to go. Like, it's time for, like, a big change with the special teams. So, like, you focus the offseason on that, like, getting the special teams better. You get him another weapon in the passing attack, right? No matter how, where it comes from. So it can't be, like, you know, Dominique Daphne and, like, DeGuara dropping passes, like, ridiculous. Like, he's got to have players that he feels better about, like Bakhtiari back and healthy. Like, the defense is really good. Like, if he comes back, I don't know why they can't just, like, win 13 games again and, like, be there again next January. And you bring up a great point. Like, all the great young quarterbacks are all in the AFC. Like, Dak's really good. So, like, Dak and the Cowboys will be there, especially if they get rid of your old coach. There's no one in the North. I mean, Fields may be good, but I mean, he's also going to be in year two with the first year head coach, like a new head coach. Who in the NFC South? Like, they have no young quarterbacks, zero in the NFC South. The West is obviously really good, but we'll see about Russell Wilson this offseason. Like, they can come back and be the favorite again next year. Like, and look, and maybe to your point, like, it ends in January, heartbreak again. But I guess my point is, you know, like, I'm a Yankee fan, right? In baseball, people are, oh, you're front row, whatever. No, like, I'm a Yankee fan, I'm a Knicks fan, I'm a Giants fan, I'm a Rangers fan. I've loved these teams my whole life. Where, like, I'm pissed at the Yankees because every year they get there and they go down in, like, even more cowardly fashion than the Packers do. Not to make this a Yankees thing, but, like, would you rather be, like, a Yankees fan locally or like, a Mets fan? The Mets don't get there. Or, like, you know, like, a team of one of these downtrodden Orioles fans. Like, you'd rather be a Yankees fan. You'd rather be a Packers fan. So I'm just trying to provide a little perspective. Obviously, it sucks what happened on Saturday.
All right, so Sunday now, the first game is Chiefs and Bengals. And, like, the Chiefs hosting four straight AFC Championship games in a row. Is this right? Has Patrick Mahomes never played a road playoff game? Did I hear that right?
Well, obviously, and this is me being like, I hate when people do this, but, like, he's played neutral site games, like, obviously, in a couple Super Bowls, but yeah.
Sure, and I guess the Super Bowl against Tampa was in Tampa, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, so I guess, yeah. So, I mean, we're arguing semantics. It's a stupid semantic conversation.
But still, I mean, four straight AFC Championship games. I got a hard time thinking that as much as I love and want to take the Bengals, that Kansas City's just not going to pour on the gas.
Well, I mean, we said this on You Better, You Bet, both on the Sunday edition of the show this past weekend after the Bengals had beaten the Titans on Saturday, and also on Friday's edition of the show when we kind of project our point spread. So, like, you know, coming up tomorrow, we'll give you projected point spreads for the Super Bowl, right? So, like, whatever, all the matchups. So we did that last week, and we said if it's going to be Bengals-Chiefs and the number opens less than seven. So, like, when I project, like, make my point spreads for games, I think that the spread should be at least seven, and I think 7.5 is a lot more right than 6.5. So the line opened 6.5, and, like, I've seen people tweet things like, well, 6.5 is a trap. They're trying to get you to bet the Chiefs. Like, whenever anyone says something like that, like, sprint in the other direction. Like, Vegas doesn't know anything. The people that actually know are the people that are, like, betting lots of money and move the point spread and actually tell Las Vegas, hey, guys, you don't know. We know. Here's what your number should be. So 6.5 comes out at the open and disappears immediately. You know why? Stupid number. Not that the Bengals can or won't win, that they can't cover the spread also, but 6.5 is a terrible number. The number has to be at least 7. It probably needs to be 7.5. So right now the number is a flat 7, meaning that it's basically 7 minus 110, meaning that we're not leaning in any direction towards moving off that number of 7. At the open, I came out and I bet the Chiefs. I'm sitting on Chiefs minus 6.5. So I have to decide what I want to do as the week moves along. If I want to potentially tease Kansas City down, probably teasing the Niners up, and we'll get to that game in a second, and some of the injury concerns with San Francisco. So for me, I would never bet the Bengals. That's not like an anti-Joe Burrow thing. And that's like the other thing is, like, people want to turn, oh, well, it's Burrow magic. Like, did we watch the game on Saturday against the Titans? Like, Burrow's awesome. I would love him to be my quarterback. I think he's great. Probably going to win a Super Bowl, maybe multiple by the time. Maybe this year. Like, the win against the Titans and even the win against the Raiders had a lot to do with the opposition. Like, they're outgained on a yards-per-play basis in each of the first two games of the postseason. They played two incredibly stupid teams. Like, did we watch those games, the Raiders and Titans games? So, like, yeah, like, they could win, but, man, I think the Chiefs are going to lay it on them a little bit here in this game. And as far as the total is concerned, and I'm just looking at Bet Rivers to see what it's sitting at right now, 54.5. So it's been bet up a couple points since the Open. Certainly understand that. We think back week 17, Bengals beat them 34-31. So the Bengals do have a head-to-head win, which is another thing people are going to say, oh, they beat them head-to-head. Great, I don't care. Think about Alabama and Georgia in the SEC championship game. Remember what we said there, where, like, you know, Bama beats Georgia, in the SEC championship game, and then the point spread moves 4 points from what it was there, and then Georgia beats them in the championship game. Like, not necessarily, it's not that things in the past can't repeat themselves. It's just that it's not like completely indicative of what's going to happen. So the total's been bet up here, 54.5, 65 points scored when they played in week 17. If I had to bet the total, and I haven't yet, I'd actually bet the under, where I think this is a spot, and we saw this last week, Titans sacked Burrow 9 times, where he's the most sacked quarterback in the league. Chiefs have a pretty good pass rush, so you have to think that the Chiefs are going to be able to get at him, right? We have also seen in the first 2 games of the postseason, and basically through a lot of the season as well, especially without Larry Ogunjobi, their big defensive lineman, that the Bengals can be run on. If the Raiders had a brain, they would have run Josh Jacobs the whole game. They averaged 6.4 yards per carry in that game and threw the ball too much with Derek Carr. I think the Titans got bogged down last week running the ball with Derrick Henry too much, who literally has like a George Foreman grill in his foot, as opposed to playing Deontay Foreman, who looks better. So I think the Chiefs are going to keep, like, what did the Chiefs want to do last week against the Bills? We saw this, right? The Chiefs didn't want to get into a shootout last week with Buffalo. They wanted to slow the game down. They were running Jerick McKinnon, and Clyde Edwards-Helaire looked really good. Like, if you're Kansas City, you can get out of Dodge here, right? Think about it, right? They don't have to get into a 38-35 game with Cincinnati. It's almost like Cincy has to do that to beat the Chiefs. The Chiefs could boa constrictor them and win this game 28-17 and run the ball the whole game, let Mahomes make plays on third downs, and just get at Joe Burrow when they know Burrow has to pass on every down. So I haven't bet it yet, but I would only bet the under, and my only side of choice is Kansas City.
The other one then, the Niners, they've beaten the Rams, what, 6 straight times? So I look at that, and I'm like, oh, the Niners are going to do this, aren't they? But the Niners, I just, like, the Packers lost to a team that I don't think is very good. So I got to take the Rams, don't I?
I mean, if you want to, the free country, sure, you could be right. I bet the Niners +3.5 on Sunday. That's currently the number right now. Here's my thought on it. You know, they played in week 18. The Rams closed a 3.5-point favorite in that game. And the total was basically the same as what it is right now. It's basically the same side in total. 3.5 and 46.5. The Niners won that game 27-24.
You know, I'll say that felt like that felt like, to me, they could look back at that and say, oh, when Eli and the Giants matched up against the Patriots, we know we can beat them. The Niners have no reason to be scared. But the Niners have no reason to be scared, and they're probably going to have home field advantage in that game.
Well, you would think, and we'll see what the Rams do to try and limit it. Like, I mean, and like to your point, Bart, in case people don't know, like Matthew Stafford was saying he couldn't hear like the play calls coming in at home in week 18 because there were so many Niners fans there at SoFi in Los Angeles. So, I mean, the Niners, I think this is a game where you assign like as little home field advantage to a playoff team as like maybe like we've ever seen. Like, I mean that seriously. And if you think about it, like LA doesn't have a ton of home field to begin with. We have a ton of Niners fans there. It's a quick trip for San Francisco. Also, like San Francisco has a rest advantage here with the Rams playing on Sunday and the Niners playing on Saturday night. But like as far as the number goes, and here's really like, because like there's going to be a lot of on-field handicapping to do in this game. I just want to talk about the number for a second. Like, I actually think the number in this game should be like 2.5 or 3. Like, maybe we could have a conversation about Rams -3. And for people out there that are like, oh, well, you know, like it's 3.5. It's not a huge difference. Like it's a massive difference. Like 3 is the number that gets landed on the most in the NFL. So like, if you want to bet an underdog, you want to bet the Niners here, you want 3.5. So if the Rams win by 3, which is the most likely outcome, like you still win your money. Like you win your bet if that happens. So I think the number should be 3 if Trent Williams is going to have like this uncertainty clouding him all weekend. It looks like he's going to. So the two players that came out of the game hurt for San Francisco were Deebo Samuel and Trent Williams. Deebo, arguably like the best pure football player in the league, and Trent Williams, arguably the best left tackle in the league. It looks like Debo's going to be good. If I had to bet, I'd say Trent Williams is going to play, but like there's uncertainty. He may not practice this week. So I think all of those things, in addition to Jimmy Garoppolo clearly not being healthy, I think that's what's pushing this number out to 3.5. I personally think the number is wrong, the same way that I felt that Niners +6 was wrong against the Packers. Just because I was right last week doesn't mean I'll be right this week. But I personally think 3.5 is a bad number in the game. So, like, I grabbed it with San Francisco. But I want to acknowledge, you know, the same way I think I said with you, Bart, last week, that if you bet the Niners now, you are betting on something essentially that you don't have control over, which is like Trent Williams playing in the game. And last week it was Nick Bosa playing in the game, right? Because I think by this point last week we were confident that Garoppolo was going to end up playing in the game. I think he had a full practice last Tuesday heading into the game on Saturday. So like that's almost what the bet is right now. You think Trent Williams is going to play? I think it's a great bet. If you're uncertain about it, which is fair, maybe you wait a little bit. I think, again, that the right number in this game is 3, and if both of them play, I think it's 2.5. So I like the Niners, and if it ever goes down to 2.5, Niners up in a teaser is great. I actually like the Niners up in a teaser almost regardless here, and I understand that's not the best like mathematical bet, up from 3.5 to 9.5, but man, like I kind of don't see this being a blowout either way, really. So that's how I'm choosing to play the Niners and Rams. I hope that made sense with the number analysis.
It's great insight now. It's great insight throughout the week. It'll be great insight Sunday morning. BetQL countdown to kickoff show. Nick Kostos, you better you bet. Appreciate you. We'll talk next week about Super Bowl. I don't even know what number it is.
This would be, well, the first one was in 65. So this would be what? 56. The Super Bowl 56.
Well, it would be 55 because famously Super Bowl 32 never happened, where the Packers lost to Denver. Actually, they erased that one from history.
I thought, was that just like a fever dream of John Elway helicoptering down by the goal line? That must have been like, I must have dreamt that.
Yeah, we must have the same dream. Weird. All right, Nick, appreciate you, buddy.
Yeah. Also, Mark Shimura, catch the ball guy. Great to be on with you, Bart. Wishing you minimal sweats when he bets. The absolute very best of luck.
All right, see ya. Look at Nick. Nick is a steel trap of information. Oh, I love that guy. 414-799-1250. We could talk to you. He joins us on the Great Midwest Bank hotline. If you're applying for a home renovation loan and you're a bit anxious, breathe. Let Great Midwest Bank help you experience a state of tranquility. Get started at greatmidwestbank.com today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.